On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, it's a community in Texas, a mega church in Adelaide, South Australia, a Samsung smartphone, an arena in Bensonville, Illinois, the nickname of a radio station in Toronto, Canada, a brand of motor oil and shaving cream. I use the one for sensitive skin. An acronym for excellence in design for greater efficiencies, the name of U2's guitarist, a term used in cricket, and fertile ground for further bluegrassical exploration. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll have more Edges coming up this. If you're not living on the edge, then you're taking up a little too much space. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Wildfire will get us right into it with a type of edge that can be good or bad, depending on your point of view. This is Rough Edges, a Randall Hilton tune, swiped from the band's Uncontained outing.
Baby, 'cause you're just too blind to see. see you find yourself deep in sorrow, like it's your destiny. If you wake up at midnight in the darkness all alone, then you know just what I mean, you let your deal go down. I get a busy signal when I call her on the phone, and I just can't believe that I'd be better off alone. Don't tell me I'll get over her, my world is upside down. I'm a three-time loser and I let my deal go down. Don't tell me I'll get over her, my world is upside down. Yeah, I'm a three-time loser and I let my deal go down.
The Middle Spunk Creek Boys are in pretty bad shape. Three-time losers on the cutting edge to nowhere. You'll find that on their self-released No One Else project. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown and part two of our in-depth Let the Fur Fly scrutinization of the various types of edges you'll find throughout Bluegrass land, a place where most of the menfolk, anyway, are a bit rough around the edges. Here's the writer of the tune, Larry Cordell, hooking up with Travis Tritt.
I'm a little rough around the edges. I didn't come out of no GQ magazine. And I don't use a lot of big words, but I'm big on love if you know what I mean. I ain't interested in being politically correct. I stand right up and say what I believe. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I think I'm exactly what you need. As you can see, I ain't on spit and polish. Every hair on my head ain't in its place. And I ain't got no big degree from college. And I guess to tell the truth, I need a shave. I'm a little rough around the edges. I didn't come out of no GQ magazine. And I don't use the big words, but I'm big on love if you know what I mean. I ain't interested in being politically correct. I'll stand right up and say what I believe. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I think I'm exactly what you need. Don't write me off as just a hazy plowboy. Just give me a chance to strut my stuff. I may not shine like some pin-up poster cowboy, but neither does a diamond when you dig it up. I'm a little rough around the edges. I didn't come out of no GQ magazine. I don't use a lot of big words, but I'm big on love if you know what I mean. I ain't interested in being politically correct. I stand right up and say what I believe. I'm a little rough edges, but I think I'm exactly what you need. I'm a little rough around the edges. I didn't come out of no GQ magazine. I don't use a lot of big words, but I'm big on love if you know what I mean. I ain't interested in being politically correct. I'll stand right up and say what I believe. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I think I'm exactly what you need. I'm a little rough around the edges, but I think I'm exactly what you need.
out on a limb, a narrow ledge. I watch my step, lest I forget. I do my show without a net. Some people say I'm good as gone, but if I'm gone, what good is that? At least I'll know if I go over exactly where the edge is at. Some people run, some people crawl. I've seen them jump, seen them slip and fall. When you've been there and you've done that, then you'll know where the edge is at. Running wild and living free, chasing dreams that torture me. There ain't no prize for second place, it's a free for all in the human race. Some people run, some people crawl. I've seen them jump, seen them slip and fall. When you've been there and you've done that, then you'll know where the edge is at. Some people run, some people crawl. I've seen them jump, seen them slip and fall. When you've been there and you've done that, then you'll know right where the edge is at. When you've been there and you've done that, you'll know exactly where the edge is at.
Alan Laney singing the title track to his Living on the Edge recording, a song that demonstrates that every cloud does indeed have a silver lining. To wit, if you go over the edge, at least you'll know where the edge is at. That's deep right there, I don't care who you are. And Larry Cordell and Travis Tritt teamed up on Rough Around the Edges, as rendered on Larry's All-Star Duets outing. Cord wrote that tune in 1997 at his home in Hendersonville with a couple of his writing buddies, J.P. Pennington and Les Taylor. Travis Tritt recorded it a year later on his Looking Over My Shoulder release. Because sometimes what you want isn't what you need, or something like that. That's a lot of philosophy for any two bluegrass songs, so we'll go from weighty thoughts to tripping the light fantastic. This is Sarah Giroux with Edge of a Dream.
Step to the right, the middle of the floor.
Sarah Giroux's Finding Love on the Dance Floor in Edge of a Dream, taken from her Sugar Hill release, Song Up in Her Head. We'll continue dancing on the razor's edge and head all the way through our forthcoming break with the classically trained Ash Breeze, formerly known as the Smith Family Band, named after a sailing term which refers to rowing the boat with ashen oars when there isn't enough breeze to fill the sails. From their self-titled Mountain Fever disc, this is The Edge. And we'll continue the ragged, if not cutting edge of our theme with tunes from Robin and Linda Williams, the Hard Road Trio, and Cornmeal, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, and to borrow a phrase from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, finding ourselves in a tight spot because we're standing on the edge of the world. Some people think that's a reference to places like Tasmania, Timbuktu, Kathmandu, or Gary, Indiana. Others, like Robin and Linda Williams and Cornmeal in these next two selections, make a strong case that it has absolutely nothing to do with an exotic place, but everything to do with one state of mind.
Beneath the moon of early morning runs a road beside the James. Something tells me to be moving, though I can't recall its name. I wandered off the beaten pathway when first I wandered from my home. Never any way but my way to every place I go alone. I pass your window, but I cast no shadow. I speak, but I can't be heard. Of the world. And I am what I can't help be. I'm a prisoner and a free man. I'm a blind man sees the light beyond the Cumberland and far across the Rocky Ridge. The old moon gives the new moon birth, and I'll cross that heavenly bridge at the end of the earth. I pass your window, but I cast no shadow. I speak, but I can't be heard. Silent over the edge of the world. My words fall silent over the edge of the world.
You in any way, but I brought the torture on, and now it's here to stay. I could beg and plead for mercy from now until the end, or you could end the misery. I just shoot me in the head, then throw me over the edge of the world. Maybe we could still be friends. Kick me off of time. Top of the world, you could just sit there and cry. Oh, but I believe you hold the key to lock me out and let me be, so you can live your life with me. I could be free to fall over the edge of the world. Maybe we could still be friends. Throw me over the edge of the world. Maybe we could still be friends. Oh,
As Mary Chapin Carpenter once put it, so now I'm standing at the edge of the world, trying to decide which way to go. Am I brave if I suddenly step forward, or a coward if I hear myself say no? Cornmeal singing Edge of the World from their Feet First CD, and Robin and Linda Williams began the set with their song of the same name as performed on their Sugar Hill outing, Sugar for Sugar. So what happens if you do summon enough bravado to take the sudden step forward? Here's Jack Sandbauer and the Hard Road Trio with some sobering analysis. There's no turn back on the path that you set. Don't need a doubt or for you to dance. Now it's time to make up your mind. Realize you're over the edge. Over the edge into the wrong track. Over the edge, there's no turning back. She's found another man, and the whole world closes up on you. Well, then it's time to make up your mind and realize you went over the edge into the wrong track. Over the edge, there's no turning back.
To the stars, show you a good time, and it's all on me. Show you a good time, far as I can see. Take me by the hand, son, and let me show you around. Take me by the hand, son, I'll help you up off the ground. Though you have fallen and began to bleed, you have all that you need. You say you're not happy, and it's all you can take. You say you're not happy, you didn't get your fair shake. Over the years, you felt it slip away. Over the years, it's just day to day. You say there's something say there's more that you could tell, but you don't know me very well, very well. Make a promise, make it one you can keep. If you make a promise, don't get yourself too deep. Walking the shoreline is like walking the ledge. Walking the shoreline, I'll take you over the edge. Walking the shoreline, I'll take you over the edge.
The Hard Road Trio going over the edge on their Desert Night CD, Monticello. As Steve tells me, it's pronounced in New Mexico. And Jack Sandbauer, Mike Garris, and Noel Leeway were up front with their song by the same title, swiped from their Buck Hollow foray, Same Old Fools. Because once you're over the edge, there's no turning back. That one was written by the band's lead vocalist and guitarist, George Garris. And while we're on the subject, perhaps it's best not to go walking along the shoreline when you're an emotional wreck. I'm just saying. Well, it seems that everyone in Bluegrass Land is either on the edge or over the edge. Ricochet will take us on up to and through our next break with a tune written by their banjoist, Steve Lewis, from their rebel outing Carolina Memories. This is Over the Edge.
Thank you.
Dave Higgs, hoping to keep you on the edge of your seat when we return with some more edgy tunes from Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, Greg Zeisimer, and Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass, right after our upcoming break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We have returned with good news and bad news. The good news is that we're no longer over the edge or even on the edge of the world. The bad news is that we're now on even something more ominous sounding, the edge of forever.
Standing on the edge of forever, looking down on a valley below. This fortress of dreams is not as safe as it seems, and the cracks are starting to show. Thank you.
voices in your head seem so loud, but you don't hear me when I speak to you. Gotten to the point of no return. I've done all the things I know.
Nothing's much worse than being on the precipice of a crumbling relationship. Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen sing all about it with On the Edge of Letting Go from their Compass release, fortuitously entitled On the Edge. And Greg Zeisimer from Madison, Indiana, founding member of such notable bands as the Spurtles, Earthbones, the Spud Puppies, and Jam Sandwich, was immediately prior with Edge of Forever, as heard on his Baptism of Fire release. You're on the verge of being driven over the edge thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs parked at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Sometimes an edge is just an edge. Or is it? Here's a song that has been recorded by pert near everyone since it was written by Hattie Nevada in 1897. It was first released as a single by May Hires in 1898 on a cylinder she waxed for the Kansas City Talking Machine Company, co-owned by Hattie and her husband. May was one of the first, if not the first, African-American woman to record. Vernon Dahlhart brought it into the commercial mainstream with his 1925 rendition, and since then it's been covered by Bradley Kincaid, Hank Thompson, Marty Robbins, Slim Whitman, oh yeah, Hank Snow, Jim Reeves, Stonewall Jackson. It sounds like I'm reading the roster of the Country Music Hall of Fame. And Here by Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass.
Yesterday morning, without a thought of worry or a care, when I saw the postman coming up the pathway with such a happy face and jolly air. Well, he rang the bell and whistled while he waited, and then he said, good morning to you, Jack. But little knew the sorrow that he brought me etched in black. With trembling hands I took the letter from him. I broke the seal and this is what it said. Come home, my boy, your dear old father, won't you?
There's one thing you can say about the late 1890s. They knew how to write a sad song. Danny Paisley and the Southern Grass with The Letter Edged in Black from their self-titled Patuxent Project. Well, it's about time for us to edge on out of here, and we'll do it with a jazzy Mark Simas original replete with a flute. Word in Edgewise for Mark's otherwise mostly old-time outing, Race the River Jordan. And on that high, Happy Mark says the tune is a musical tribute to twinship and suggests that you get out your slide rules for the shift to waltz time. Kind of note. This is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, for over five decades, he's been one of rock and roll's most consistent and endearing hit makers, selling over 80 million records. A member of both the Rock and Roll and Songwriter Hall of Fames, he's best known as the iconic leader of the Heartbreakers. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be bluegrassizing the late, great, sorely missed Thomas Earl Petty, Tom Petty, on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.